the parable that our Lord gave to this rather inquisitive scholar. I'll answer his questions, as it were, and that question he posed, and how do I know who my neighbor is? Hence, as it were, the question. Otherwise, it would be rather obvious. Why did he ask our Lord to answer a question everybody knew the answer to? What are the basic law or laws? And that is the law of charity. First God, and then all those whom God has made in his image and his likeness. Even if they have fallen away and seem to be, as it were, abandoned, they are never abandoned by God. That is what our Lord is saying here. If you knew the answer to this, why did you ask the question? Did you think I didn't know the answer? And of course, I was at this point that the situation was becoming very embarrassing for the scribe. Anyway, he asked his question of our Lord, had to have something to try to trick him, make him look foolish, and our Lord came back with one of the most beautiful parables that you will find. All the parables of Jesus are beautiful, but this one is especially so. So it is profound and simple at the same time. And our Lord said, he gave the example of someone going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. We have to know a little bit of history, not much, but it wasn't exactly well protected from the highwaymen. It was a short way down, all downhill, but you never knew when there was somebody behind you, give you the big shove and you would conk out on the rocks below. After robbing you, as it were, they beat you up and made sure you'll never come back to confess or say anything about who done it. And that we can understand, as were then, the attitude of those, as it were, who came by and did nothing, when they could so easily have done something, let alone something that was God had obliged them to do. So our Lord said, first a priest came along, and he pretended he didn't see him. So much for the priest. Next came the Levite. That's the Jewish title for what we call a deacon. He came down and he saw what was on the wrong side for him, so he went to the other side and get by without having to do anything. And finally, someone who did not belong to the chosen people came along, a Samaritan. A Samaritan who was, as it were, an object of reproof by every good practicing Jew. And he saw the man, as it were, agonizing and how much help he needed at this point. And so, as it were, he got down off his horse, went and assisted him without anybody to help him, put him back up, tried to lift a big man, put him on the back of the horse all by yourself. It really takes a bit of doing, but he did it. And then took him down to the nearest inn. Doctored him a little considerably, but he had to go elsewhere down to the River Jordan, where it was below sea level, and the business in Jericho. He said, "I'll be on my way back, and if I owe you any more, you get it promptly." The question: who is the one who showed mercy? Who was neighbor to this man? And the scribe, the expert lawyer, said, "Well, obviously, as it were, the Samaritan. He wasn't a Jew. He was a stranger, as it were, more or less exiled. He said, "Go and do the same thing." And there's something for us also to consider that our Lord refers to as the neighbor. The question about who is my neighbor. And in the end, it says, who are you neighbor to? Before any consideration with the other person realizes that you are a good neighbor. And how is it that you come, as it were, to that position? Because you are a member of the chosen people, the chosen by whom? By the Lord God. So who is this Samaritan represent? There's a further lesson to be considered here. He's not just anybody who is a good chap and will, as it were, outdo himself to help somebody who needs help, even to lose a bit of money on the way. The Samaritan represents Jesus, the stranger from heaven. The one whom the leaders of the people refused to acknowledge. At this time, they were already plotting their way, how can they get rid of this annoyance by murdering him. And so, as it were, we have to see a further point. The good Samaritan, who is Jesus, has come to us to help us in so many ways. As it were, he will disappear for a little while, not long, only less than 48 hours you'll be missing, and I'll come back. And I'll have plenty to reward everything who has been faithful to me, to help me to, as it were, be extensions of that love which the Lord has shown, the Father has shown, in sending me, as it were, to give my life as a propitiation for your sins. That is of a cure. We're not talking simply about a physical cure, although that is involved here in the but also what is symbolized, as it were, the spiritual ills that need to be healed, and they are many. All those hills and aberrations that lead us to give up our faith, how many there are today, and who pays attention to these poor derelicts on the side who have been abandoned, they know nothing anymore, they are finished with whatever career they thought they were having. Is there any hope? Saint Maximilian, in many of his writings, of course there is. His appeal to Our Lady. She will bring in our Lord, and a cure, the most important cure, the spiritual cure, the forgiveness of your sins will be effected, and help will be provided to lead a healthy, moral, spiritual life, which cannot exclude, as it were, their acceptance of the truth, but of the truth about what is true goodness. And what makes me neighbor to someone, precisely because God has loved me. I should love those whom he loves, whom he has brought into this world, that they might also prepare for heaven. All these things, as it were, are implied in one way or another in this parable, put forth in beautiful fashion. Our Lord does not deny the need to keep the commandments. He simply points out that we must provide each other help in doing that, that we might be filled, as it were, with the graces, with the gifts of love that can come only from the Father through the Son, and all those who are, as it were, extensions of our Lord's filiation, who have been, as it were, adopted, as it were, but in a profound sense of that term, by the Mother of Jesus. It was one of his greatest gifts to us that she who was his mother brought him to us, will bring all of us to him. Let us recognize, as it were, that none of these problems are impossible to resolve if we, do this as extensions of our Lord, who comes into this world to be the neighbor of each of us. It's not a sea of saying, well, you aren't my neighbor, so I'm not going to pay attention to you. But the Lord is going considerably further, and he also wants us to do the same. Not just the legal beagle who knew all the, or thought he knew all the answers and could embarrass our Lord, but to all of us, as it were, to strive to show that mercy and that love for others that our Lord is showing to all of us. That way, when we come, as it were, to the most the closest to heaven as we will ever be while still in this life, we will always be ready to enter deeply into the mystery. We are ourselves ready, almost ready to begin the suffering, that we are one with our Lord in offering the sacrifice of the cross, and to be able to share in the fruits of that sacrifice, the body and the blood of the Savior. If we are faithful to him, no question, that we will be able to inherit all that the Lord has promised us, and we will be be, as it were blessed 1,000 times over with all the sufferings, even the greatest of treatment, false treatment by others, nothing compared to the goodness and the gifts of grace that the Lord has prepared for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.